Yes, Catherine, that means basically, you know, as you at the moment, the programme for government is being discussed by all the parties and that. So I'm asking basically the politicians basically to look and make sure they have facilities in place for when businesses opened. Because it was a small business and the tourism providers in this county that kept people employed and kept business going. So basically what I'm asking is basically that the local authority would waiver some their rates for 12 months, that basically there be grants given for cash flow, because basically we all know in business cash flow is keen, and basically at the moment there be no cash there, so basically there had to be an injection of cash flow to these small businesses and the tourism providers. But also the VAT rate needs to be brought back to zero for about 12 months and then phased back in at 9% for where it should have stayed in that. Also, I would be requesting that the Minister put pressure on the insurance companies. The insurance companies at the moment are wiping their hands of business people and saying that basically they're not going to insure them for business interruption. Basically, because they're saying COVID-19 was not one of those. You couldn't insure for something that only happened this year. So basically, the Minister needs to put huge pressure on the insurance companies that they basically put the pressure on the insurance companies to pay out to businesses that have insured for these.
And while you are acknowledging that social distancing must continue, there is an onus for businesses to get effectively back to business.
Yes, Catherine, that means. And I probably, you know, agree with the measures that everything is closed right up until the 5th of May. But if we suffocate the economy, basically, you know, the economy will collapse. That's the reality of the situation. So it's very important that after the 5th of May, that we start to open up businesses on a basis. That we start basically, you know, with the construction industry, maybe the following week with some of the hairdressers and shops, and the third week maybe restaurants, and maybe into June that we get the hotels opened up again. Because basically, the longer these businesses are closed, the harder it is for them to open up. And basically, there's an onus on us as business people to make sure that we provide jobs and there's jobs for these people that have been let go. Because the reality of the situation, nobody can walk back into a business and think that everything is going to be the same where we left it. The reality of the situation is we have to start building from scratch and basically drawing a line on the sand and starting from new. And even if we were to open our hotels in June, as well, we could not take all our staff back because at the moment, all our businesses that was on the books have been totally taken away.